Welcome to the Madison County Milk House. We are doing a special podcast this month for the month of February because we wanted to bring to you a very important topic that's been going on since the governor released her budget back in end of January. It has to do with Medicaid and FMAP and all those buzzwords where you're like, huh, what does that mean? So I wanted to make sure we brought you a podcast to the residents about what Medicaid is, what is FMAP, and how the governor's budget is going to be impacting you, the local taxpayers. So with us, we have Mike Fitzgerald, the commissioner of the Department of Social Services here in Madison County, Chairman John M. Becker, and Mark Simone, our county administrator. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Mike, I want to go to you first. First, for people who don't know, you know, maybe they're like me, Medicaid, Medicare. What is that? What is Medicaid?
So Medicaid was created in the 1960s to cover health insurance for low-income residents. And it's unlike Medicare, which is for folks who are aged or disabled. Medicaid is for folks who are not eligible for Medicare. And so Medicaid is a joint federal, state, and locally funded program.
So when you say it's locally funded, what does that actually look like for us here in Madison County?
So going back in history, again, I think it's important to look at when this program was created in the 1960s, the federal government paid roughly 50 cents on every dollar, the state paid 25 cents, and the local government paid 25 cents. And so everyone had a 50-25-25 split. Along the timeline, that local share did go down. The federal share did go up. What the state paid stayed roughly the same. And then in 2001, the state put in a Medicaid cap because the cost of Medicaid was becoming so exorbitant that even our share was quickly outpacing anything that local governments could pay for Medicaid. So we have had a Medicaid cap, what the county is responsible to pay for our portion of Medicaid since the early 2000. And the cap at this point is roughly $11.5 million.
So if the cap for Madison County share of Medicaid is $11.5 million. I mean, what is the total cost of Medicaid right now?
So in 2022, Madison County was responsible for $155 million total of Medicaid program within the border of Madison County. So that covers roughly 17,000 of our Madison County residents for any types of services that Medicaid pays for. So, the big drivers of that cost are nursing home care that Medicare does not pay for, disabled services for folks who are receiving either OPWDD or Office of Mental Health Services, and a lot of children. And so those are really the three big programs, the services that Medicaid covers, and again, the total for that in 2022 was $155 million.
Can we control that cost at all here on the county level?
So that is the interesting thing. We talk about state mandates and how we have little control. I think this is kind of the epitome of the state mandate where we have no control over those costs. So the three things that we can control locally, such as who's eligible, we can't control that because Medicaid is defined by the state and federal government. What services are provided for, again, nothing Madison County can decide because that is a state decision. And then what's paid for, once those services are defined as a Medicaid eligible program, how much is paid? And again, Madison County doesn't control what doctors get paid.
So, Mark, I want to ask you, when we say $11.5 million of Madison County taxpayer money going towards this program, what does that look like for our actual full budget?
Well, importantly, for the levy, so the taxes that you pay in your tax bill, if your county tax bill is $2,000, $500 of that is Medicaid. You're paying that on your property taxes. I think it's interesting to note, too, that New York State is, I believe, Mike, only the only state or one of the only states to actually put a piece of this on the property taxes on the counties contributing? Are we the only state?
I think New York State is one of six or seven states in the entire country that has a county share. And this the share the counties pay in New York exceeds all the other states combined.
New York State counties contribute $7.6 billion a year to Medicaid, more than all other counties in the nation combined.
Yeah, so that's an interesting fact, I think, for our residents to understand. When you pay your county bill, 25% of that bill is going to Medicaid. You know, I think when people think of the county, they think of the highway department, they think of the sheriff's department, they think of the local services we're providing. The state mandates are a big piece of it, and Medicaid is the biggest piece by far.
Correct.
And that's a cost that, on the county level, when you're doing budgets, it's like, okay, well, this is already here, so where do we play the nickels and dimes at the end of the year to try to...
Yeah, that cost is what that cost is, and we can't cut it because it's mandated by the state. And to Mike's point, the question you asked, we have no control. So somebody says, well, why do we have the Cadillac Medicaid benefits in New York State? We have the best Medicaid benefits in the entire country. Why can't the counties control that? Because it's the state sets the eligibility. We have no control over it at all. So it's been frustrating, I think, for people.
And New York State spends more on Medicaid than the next three states combined.
Yep, it is the single largest item in the state budget, surpassing education, public safety. Again, you know, the things that most people think of that is delivered by the state, you know, highway, state police, you know, whatever, you know, the Medicaid bill on New York State level is the single largest item.
And you can move into New York State tomorrow and be on Medicaid immediately. There's no waiting periods. This is one of the issues that they have with how good it is. It's, you know, it attracts people that want to come to New York State, and you can get on Medicaid, and we have, you know, better, the Medicaid insurance is better in a lot of ways than the insurance that we offer to our own county employees. Everything's covered.
And in the governor's proposal for this year, her budget proposal, she wants to raise that by 9% for the following budget. So that's what, $2.9 billion increasing in cost that has to come from somewhere.
So again, I think that's, you know, a state policy decision that they want to cover more people in New York State under the Medicaid program. You know, one, they get some federal reimbursement by doing that, and, you know, with the general thought that, you know, if more people are covered under Medicaid, the healthier the population will be. However, there's a cost to that, and Madison County is bearing that cost.
So you just mentioned reimbursement. That brings us to FMAP. What is FMAP?
So FMAP is an acronym for Federal Medicaid Program Shares, and this is a result of the Affordable Care Act. And when the Affordable Care Act was signed into law, the federal government was provided additional federal Medicaid money to states who expanded their Medicaid eligibility. And so New York State, having, you know, a pretty good program already, expanded in some areas, and the federal Medicaid shares did increase for New York State. So currently in Madison County, we're getting about 60% of our $155 million covered by the federal government. Again, that's all of us, but, you know, it's a bigger pool to pull money from. The state covers roughly 30%, 35%, and Madison County picks up the rest, $11 million.
The other part of the governor's proposal, besides increasing Medicaid, the rise of Medicaid by 9%, is to also, in order to do that, she's going to have the state keep the share that the federal government is supposed to be, that's supposed to be passed on to the counties.
Correct.
Our $1.5 million.
$1.5 million per year.
I mean, that's given to the counties by the federal government.
Through the state. And so the state has the ability to, well, they believe they have the ability to take that away. One thing that I think our residents can do to help this cause is talk to Senator Schumer's office and Congressman Williams, Brandon Williams' office. And it's federal money. So the feds wanted this money to go to the counties. If the state tries to intercept it, your federal officials should be fighting for the counties to make sure that that does not go back on your property tax bill, because it would be an increase of about 4.6% on your tax bill if this proposal goes through.
Right. So if this goes through on April 1, next year we can look at
higher. We can look at a minimum increase of 4.6% minimum
on your property tax.
Yep.
Minimum.
Or do we have to cut something? And I don't know that the board or myself or the county departments want to look to cut services to pay for this either, because the residents enjoy high quality services here from Madison County, and one of the things we hear time and time again is how great those services are, and we've heard from our residents that they like what we're doing, so we want to keep doing that.
And I think one of the things to remember, Sam, as well, is that this federal Medicaid sharing has been going on for 20 years. This is a long precedent. It isn't something that just occurred in the last, since the COVID pandemic. And so when we look at kind of what the governor's proposing, she's not only looking at cutting our federal Medicaid share going forward, as Mark suggested, the 1.5, 1.6 million going forward, they're also looking at keeping money that's owed. So they used to do a reconciliation of the federal Medicaid share every year, and they haven't done that for 3 years. We're almost up to the fourth year. And our estimate at this point is about $4.6, $4.7 million owed to Madison County on those federal Medicaid reconciliations.
And when you're talking about a rural county, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a real lot of money.
And I just want to bring up also, because we're on a different fiscal year than the state, so our budget was already passed in December for 2023. With the state, if this passes in April 1, that's, a quarter of our year gone. Would we have to make any of that up this year?
$800,000 that we do not have in our budget that we would have to find it somehow.
Right. The annual number is about 1.5, 1.6 million. And so we would be three quarters of the way into the year. And it's over $800,000 that wasn't budgeted in Madison County because no one knew that this was going to be proposed.
No one was ever talking about this. And the interesting thing is, when we went to the NYSEC conference last year, and Sharon could probably speak a little bit better than I can, but the governor told us in person that I'm a friend of counties. You have a friend because I was a county clerk in Erie County. I was a town supervisor. I understand what you guys are going through, and you're going to have a friend in the governor's office. I'm going to be a friend of the counties, and this is not very friendly to counties and not something we expected, especially with the communications we're getting from the governor's office that they're looking to be nice to counties compared to the last person that was the governor.
Yeah, and you mentioned NYSAC, which is the New York State Association of Counties. Chairman, can you talk to us a little bit about, what is going on right now? How is NYSAC involved? Who's talking to the governor's office? What's going on?
NYSAC's involved, and NYSAC's talking to some of the folks at budget. I don't think they're engaged with the governor's office. They're working with budget. I know that the governor and lieutenant governor was supposed to come to NYSAC next week, and they were uninvited. And the governor decided to invite everybody over to the governor's mansion, and that's not going to happen either. So the governor, that's the friend of counties, has now driven a wedge between the governor and all the counties in the association over this subject, which really doesn't need to be. New York State needs to get their spending under control. This has always been a bone of contention. In 2014, they were spending about 11% on Medicaid, the state, and they decided to wrangle it in. And last year, they got their spending down. It was about 11%, and then they got their spending down about, I think it was 4 or 5% a year. And now all of a sudden they want to open up the floodgates and sweep the $4.6 million away from us. I mean, that's grand larceny right there. They owe us the money. They should pay us the money. And the federal government, it's a federal program. Last time around when this happened, Senator Schumer helped out. And got involved and made sure that the money went directly to the counties where it was supposed to as part of ARPA and the FMAP. And I don't know if he's going to help this year, but I know the our congressional delegation is very engaged. Brandon Williams, Langworthy, Stefanik, Lawler, Williams, Tenney, Molinaro, Esposito, Melitakis, Lalota, and Garbarano all have sent a letter to the governor's office stating that, this is a federal program. It's here for localities, counties to help, take the tax burden off of the taxpayers, the property tax owners, and they sent that letter on February 10th, and I'm not so sure how much service that has gotten either. But the state has a spending problem, and this is clearly why, like I said earlier, they spend more than the next two or three states combined, and they keep enhancing this program, and it's unsustainable. And, you know, I think the best governor that said it best was about 8-10 years ago, I think, is Governor Patterson. I got to speak with him personally a lot. He's a very good governor. He understood and he got it, that New York State has got an issue and people are voting with their feet and they're leaving. Just ask Florida. They love it when New York State overtaxes and overburdens everybody, because Florida gets the people head to Florida. So, you know, with their clean climate bill, this Medicaid thing coming down the pike, it's bad for New York State, and I don't know whether we're going to get anybody that understands the ramifications of all this. She came from local government. She's supposed to understand local government, and she's turned her back on local government.
On that, I just want to be able to let the listeners also know the spokesperson for Governor Hochul's office recently sent out a statement saying, given the governor's historic health care investments, the state is utilizing the available federal dollars to fund critical investments in Medicaid to ensure access, promote equity, and stabilize the health system serving New York's most vulnerable. And that was their statement in reaction to NYSAC last week, going to them and talking about, you know, how this, taking this money that's supposed to go to the counties, how it would impact the counties.
And my question is, how can they take the $4.6 million that's owed us and redistribute it? You know what they should be called? Not the New York State Legislature and the governor's office. They should be calling Robin Hood. That's what they should be doing. You know, they're taking what is owed to us and distributing it to everybody, to where they feel like.
To pay
it's
for
not
their
right.
increases in spending.
Yep, to pay for their increases in spending. It's not right, and no way is it right. I mean, you couldn't do that. AIO, Joe, the car dealer, 10 grand, but I'm not going to pay you. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to give it to, you know, the grocery store guy because I like him better because I get to eat. That's just not right.
So what can our listeners, our residents of Madison County do to, what do you want them to do about what is coming down the pipe?
I wish I had the numbers. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'll get them. Call Liz Krueger's office from Manhattan because she's driving the bus on a lot of this stuff. Call the governor's office. Call Hastie's office, who's the head of the assembly, and Stuart Cousins' office, who's the head of the Senate. And you don't need to call anybody from here. We get it. We are one of you. We have to pay our property taxes, and it's ridiculous, and we understand. Upstate understands. It's the people from New York City who do not understand the way the rest of the state operates and the way the rest of the state has to function. And they really don't care. I've been watching some of the hearings on the Clean Climate Bill and some of the budget that they're working on, and they do not understand upstate New York whatsoever. So you don't need to call your local representatives. You need to call the ones from New York City and rattle their cages.
We'll make sure we get those numbers for you in the podcast show notes. So if you are looking for those phone numbers, you can do that. Would you guys like to add anything else?
I'd just say, too, I said earlier, call Schumer's office and Williams' office and explain to them as well, you know, they intended this money to go to the counties. They should be working for us also, because we had a conversation with Schumer's office this week, and they're going to run up the flagpole is kind of what they told us, and we don't know what that means. We don't know who they're talking to, but I said one phone call from Senator Schumer to Governor Hochul saying, if you guys sweep this money, we're just going to do legislation to take it back, because our intention is for it to go to counties, not all to go to you to pay for your programs. So
I think, and Schumer can do it. He did it before. I talked to him personally. He could do it. And, you know, I don't know why he's so hesitant, whether because we got a new governor and anything. And I've said to a few people, I'll take the old guy back if this is what we got to deal with every year. So
we want to thank you for joining us for this special episode of the Madison County Milk House. Would you like to close us out, Chairman?
And as the deacon used to say, we're going to close the gate, and we'll see y'all in the milk house next time around.